Dr. Mishnah.
Discount grocery store.
Dr. Mishnah. Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Chamaycher Abdel Evid Gachav Mer Luchut Floretz. Somebody sells his Evid to a guy. His Evid Kanani, who's Chayiv and Mitzvahs, and he sells him off to a guy. And he makes the Evid Kanani's life miserable, because it's very difficult to keep Mitzvahs as a guy's house, and we'll find out later more details about this. Oy Luchut Floretz, and you're taking him out of Eretz Yisrael, where there's a Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the first case of Avi Gachavim, obviously you're going to have to get him free, and we'll see how that happens. In the second case, the Gemara will discuss who has to free him, the seller or the buyer. Meaning, you sold your Eved to Chutz Laretz, to a Jewish buyer. Who are we punishing here? Seller or the buyer? Seller sold him, the buyer bought him. They both removed the Eved from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. So we're not going to get involved with that. Now we'll leave that for the Gemara. But we're going to talk about the guy because he comes first. Rashi. Don't Rashi until the Cheres. In Barach Menayv Kachavim, he ran away from the guy. Meaning, somebody can mute themselves. It seems that it's not muted. Again, if the Eilim there can mute themselves on the phone. Thank you. In Barach Medayv Gachavim, he ran away from the guy. Now the question is, Yatzel Lecheres, the guy's not going to free him. It's very nice that you tell me you have to go free. The guy waved at you and said, I bought him, it's mine. So Dr. Rashi, in Barach Medayv Gachavim, if he runs away, right? I haven't finished the Rashi yet, please. I understand, I love it that everybody's so interested, but I can't have to explain myself. If he ran away from the guy, the Yid is obligated to free him because he still will have a Kanani because the guy only owns Maisi Adayim. The guy never gets the Kenyan Haguf of an Eved. So you still own him. Now, you can write all the Shtar Shichur you want. He's still going to be working for the guy. The Navkamina will be, when he runs away, he won't be an Eved Kanani in Halacha. He'll be a free Jew. While he's working for the guy, he's a free Jew who's stuck working for a guy. He can't. He's not allowed to. What the guy will make him do, the guy will make him do. Aicha Kansu Bezim Luvdaisai. Or, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, Bezim forces the guy to go buy him back from the guy. And the Gemara will discuss how much you have to spend for that. You sold the Eved for the guy for $10,000. Now, how much are you obligated to go pay the guy to get this Eved back so you can free him? And even after you get him back, you have to free him. So we really throw the book at you, and the Gemara is going to discuss how much you have to spend. So we'll leave that for the Gemara. And then when you do buy him back, can't work with him. You put him in a position where he can't keep mitzvahs. Again, not put him in a mitzvahs. He's still an Eved Kanani that's chayiv, but you put him in a very untenable position. V'chein l'chutz l'aretz yatzel l'cheres, l'sheitzim eretz l'chutz l'aretz. Took him out of Eretz Yisrael. V'gemar mefarash esmi kansu. Emesel l'kayach, ayat ha-moicher. The Gemara is going to explain who's going to take that loss on the chutz l'aretz case. Tanu Rabban. Ha-moicher avdelay v'gechav yatzel l'cheres. Somebody sells his Eved to a guy, he goes free. B'tzarach gets shikru m'rabi rishon, and the first master, there's only one Jewish master, he has to free him. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'med dvar mamur, when is that star shikru necessary? Shleikasav alav einai. If he didn't write a star, and we'll see what star we're talking about momentarily. Avu kasav alav einai, zel shikrurai. The einai is a star shikru by itself. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel's chiddush. That the einai, I don't know the literal translation of einai,
document,
is the star shikur by itself. Now, what does this einai say? My einai, Amar Rav Sheshes, the custom lehachi, the shetivrach mimeno ein liyestach bach. He writes to the Eved that when you run away from him, I have no shaykhus to you. Meaning, when he sells him to the guy, he also writes to the Eved, listen, I'm finished with you. You're stuck with the guy. What happens afterwards is not negayim me. Engli Eisigvach is a lashon of shichur. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying. And the Rabbanan said there has to be a star shichur. This is not enough to be a star shichur. Rashi, I know l'shitiv rachman ayvigachav engli Eisigvach. Okay.
Yeah,
What, for selling it to the guy? No. The Gemara is going to say later on, he's over a drabbanon. Is it is a drabbanon to make other people not keep mitzvahs? I mean, if you ask me, it's a terrible thing. But there's no derisa that says that you can't put a person in a position not to keep mitzvahs. Lifnei Iver, maybe Lifnei Iver, but it's not so clear. It's not true. Who said that? Where did you get that from?
I'm selling to a guy, it's going to work for a guy. I'm the kind Lailam and Tavaydu by selling to a guy.
Didn't free him.
But he's not that Tavaydu.
You're not freeing him. You just made it your own drasha. You just made up your own drasha.
What is Tavaydu?
Should, don't free them. Work with them.
Rabbi?
Again, it's going to be clear to Gemara later on, and I think we should leave it for there, that the issue of selling an avid to a guy is drabbanon. I mean, it's a very big kiddush, because the bottom line is, you're putting the avid in a position where it will be very, very difficult to keep mitzvahs.
There's no pasuk, you're saying.
No pasuk. I would have said maybe it's lifnei iver. You're not allowed to cause that somebody do averus. But that's only when without you he can't do averus. Well, you're giving him the ability to do the averus that he did not have without you. This is not true here. Nebuchadnezzar can do averus all the time if he wants to. You're not making it possible for him to do the Avera. It's Messiah, you're helping. There's a lot of... Again, but these are all... It's clear the Gemara that it's a drabbanon. I mean, if the Gemara not said that, I would have said it's for sure to write so. But the Gemara calls it a drabbanon, so we don't argue in Gemaras. Yeah, somebody was on the phone?
Yeah, Rabbi, I was going to ask if even though this is Rabbanon, there's no obligation by the sold Eved to try to run away from the Goy.
An interesting point. L'chaira there is, because he has to keep mitzvahs.
Right.
L'chaira's got to put himself in the best position for his own shmiras ha-mitzvahs. I mean, the Jew is, again, the Gemara calls it an issa drabbanon. I mean, I don't know what happens to the Zid upstairs for putting the guy in this position, but the Eved is responsible for himself, bottom line. He has a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. He was makabel mitzvahs.
Also get shot, also
he might, is he to be my those no, v'chaybehem. He's not mechuyv to lose his life to keep Shabbos. He's not. He has to try his hardest to keep Shabbos. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. Again, if not in the Gemara, I would have said, there's got to be some issa d'oraisa for this. But the Gemara says clearly, it's only an issa d'rabbanon. The guy has the kinyan ma'aseh yadayim. That's all a guy can have.
Can he earn his own money to earn redemption?
Well, how long? I mean, he can earn whatever he wants if the guy gets all his money. That's my Siyadayim. I mean, if the guy's a nice guy and lets him keep his money, it's one thing.
Maybe. Now that the government made it that you have to free him after you sell him to the boy, so why isn't it like you're freeing him by selling him to the boy?
Because you start shikler. You can't, again. He's selling him to the guy who just sells his money part. We went through this a lot of times.
Right.
Somebody's got to remove the shame Evan.
But the fund said he has to remove the shame Evan now.
But he didn't yet, so they have to. Doesn't, again, the chumim telling a guy he has to free him doesn't make him free. We had that by Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. We forced him to write a Star Shechur.
I understand. A Star Shechur, did you say he's over an essay? But he
doesn't have Chatzi Chatzi Ben Chayrin, we force him to free him. We just had that.
I'm
just answering his question. Again, let's not mix two things. He asked me a question. Is the obligation to free him automatically? And the answer is no.
Not that it frees him automatically, but that he's over the issue of freeing him by selling him to the door. Because it's a secret process, why should...
That was his question way back. The answer is you didn't. You didn't free him. Now we make you free him.
What's he writing Odo with this setup? I mean, because he's still in
Evan.
Oh, he didn't run away yet.
He's still in Evan. Not the Gemara Bait. Tana Rabbanan.
Oh,
we did that already, yes. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, by writing the Aina, you're saying to him, I am freeing you. It's practically not Negei until you run away.
Right, but if you have the opinion,
it's Shtar Shikra or not? That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. That the Aina is the Shtar Shikra, writing Ainli Eisig Bach. It's problematic to Davar Shleib Ali Eilam. He didn't run away yet. How can you free him for something that didn't happen yet? Okay, I'm not going to get involved in it. He's here. Yeah, but that was according to the Rameyer who says Machna Davar Shleib Ali Eilam. Not everybody agreed with that. You might have a Mina, but that was only because you sold him the Evet for. Here, you're freeing something. You're not doing anything yet. You're freeing him. I'm not getting involved in that. It's a lot of rage now. I'm not getting involved. Love all of it. I think I'll have him. Okay. Now, what happens if you borrow money from a guy and you say to the guy, if I don't pay you, here is the Evet Kanani. That's where you'll collect from. Goyim don't know how to bite the key. You told the guy, this is where you're going to collect from. Call what you want. Which we don't know what means. Once the guy does nimusai, the Evet goes free. That's considered selling him to the guy. Whenever the guy reaches the stage of nimusai, which will be explained in the Gemara, there'll be first shot, second shot. We'll have to give the Gemara a chance to explain itself. But at that point, he goes free, which means you basically sold him. Even though you didn't sell him, you borrowed money, but you used him as the form of payment. That is considered selling him. Whenever the stage of Nimusai is reached, when the guy goes and has the Eved wear the sign of his Avodim, it seems according to Rashi that Avodim used to wear something to identify whose Avodim they belong to. Once the Eved wears that thing from the guy, that he belongs to John, at that point, it's like he sold him to John, and the halachas of our Mishnah kick in. Rashi. The Rashi, the Musa l'kama mefarash, yata l'cheres, the havik mechira, the konsul rabbanon. It now goes under the knas rabbanon that he has to be freed. Nashki, chaysim, v'simen avdus. Like a seal, a siman of Avdush, shetaylam avadim b'tavareyam. He used to wear like a necklace, some kind of seal around their thing that said, they're John's avadim. I don't know how it said, whether it was a symbol, whether it was words, I have no idea. Whatever it was, it showed that you belong to John. Once that's done, that means you sold the Eved to the guy. Zokti Gemara v'aytem basim Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes is going to show us that can't be the meaning of Nimusai. Besides showing us that can't be the meaning of Nimusai, it's going to end up being a contradiction in Halacha also. But the first thing Rav Sheshes is out to do is show that the translation of Nimusai was wrong. Once we correct the translation of Nimusai, we'll be left with a contradiction. Then we'll deal with the contradiction. So there's a double-stage question here. One, the halachas are contradictory, but that's not the Gemara's problem immediately. The first thing Rav Sheshes is trying to do is say that the answer we gave and what the word Nimusai means is not the pshat Nimusai. Okay? Let's prove it. Talk to Gemara. Harisin v'chakirais v'harisei bateyavis. The halacha is, this Gemara is operating under the halacha. Later on, in a few parts from now, this will be a big machlokes. If a guy buys land in Eretz Yisrael, is that land chayav ha-meiser in Truma? It's Eretz Yisrael, but a guy bought it. Does the guy remove the chiyav of Truma from meisers when he buys it? That is a machlokes we will deal with, I believe, on Daf Memchas. I believe it's Memchas. I didn't look that far ahead. Now, if you buy it from him, you have to give Truma to Meisus. Exactly. Now, we're going now, this sugi is operating under the assumption that when a guy buys land, there's no chi of Truma to Meisus. That's the operating assumption here. It's a machloikus, but we're not getting involved in that machloikus now. The Gemara here is operating under the assumption that when a guy buys land, there's no chi of Truma to Meisus. Now, a yid goes and becomes a sharecropper. It's the guy's land. The yid is going to work it for 50%. I just made up that percentage. Does the yid have to give trumas and maizes from his share? Not his land. That's our reason. Chakirais. Chakirais is, you tell the guy, I will work the land, and I will give you 1,000 bushels of wheat. Chakirais is a set amount you will pay the guy. Arisais is percentage. Both are owned by the guy. Both the field is being worked by the yid. Two different kinds of financial arrangements. The aris works on percentage, and the chakir is going to get everything besides what he promises the guy. I don't care what the article says. That's what the chakiris are. Article can say whatever they want. I love article dearly, but it means he's paying a certain amount. Yeah, he's paying a certain amount. Aris is also renting it. But the Aris rents it for percentage, and the chakiris rents it for a set amount. Again, you have to understand that article has a problem. He has to use different words. If he doesn't use the same, he can't use the same word twice. I don't have that problem. I'm allowed to use the same word twice. It's a different approach. Article can never translate two words the same. Okay. Yes.
Flat rate.
Exactly. Arise Batiavas is the next stage. That means this guy's grandfather and your grandfather had the same arrangement. You've been the sharecropper here. It's been in the family as a sharecropper forever. I mean, forever is not forever, but for a long period of time. It's a higher level of arisus, meaning this is not just a one-year deal. This has been going on for a lot, long time. The answer is, the guy owns it, and your family has been the arisim for the next last, make up how many generations you want to make up. I'll let you fill in the blank. The next case is the case we're going on. The Yovid Kachavim, Shemashkin Shadeyu La Yisroel. The Yovid Kachavim, who gave his field as a mashkin to a yid. That means the yid lent the guy money, and the field is going to be the collateral for that loan. So when does it become the yid's that he becomes chayav the miser? Right? Zuk the Mishnah. Dr. Brysa. Even if the yid already did nemusai, turim and amaiser. It's still pater from miser. Now, there's two problems here. Number one is the nemusai can't be the thing around the neck because there's no thing around the neck of a field. That's the first problem we're concerned with. Fields don't have nemusai. Nemusai is an evet thing, nashki. What we translated nemusai is reserved for avadim, not used for fields. So we obviously, the translation of nemusai is incorrect. Please do not ask me your question, whatever you have in your mind. Right, that's for sure. The second problem is going to be, nemusai before meant that it belongs to the guy. Nemusai here did not make it belong to the yid. Whatever nemusai is, does it work or does it not work? That's a second problem, contradiction between the two brises. By Evan, we said nemusai is considered a sale, and by Mashkin, when a yid took it, nemusai is not considered a sale. That's going to be the second problem of the Gemara. At this point, the Gemara just wants to know, what does the word nemusai mean? You translate nemusai means he wears something around his neck. That doesn't work by field. Talk to Gemara. V'isal g'day tach nashki sada bas nashki. Is sada considered something you hang something around the field? And for the Gemara, elam reb sheshes man. The musai means the time of collection came. That's what the musai means. You told the guy, if I don't pay you by June 2nd, you take the evet. June 2nd has come. At that point, you sold the evet. And he told the guy, if you don't pay me the loan by June 2nd, I take your field. June 2nd comes, and it still doesn't belong to you, and you're still not chayav the miser. That's a contradiction. That's the next kasha. But at least we translated the word nemusai. Nemusai means time of collection. That's the first problem we had, was in the translation of the word Nemusai. That was resolved. Rashi. So Rashi, I recently Yisrael Shanasa Arasai Vikachavim Bekarkai Vikachavim. The Yisrael became a sharecropper to a guy in the land of a guy. And this Gemara is operating on the assumption that when a guy owns land, it's not chayav a meiser. Aris lemechtel shishuvia, 50%, 33%, 25%. Chakira shekiblim and avikachom bekach lekachzit and l'shaga. It's a flat rate. This has been a sharecropping that's been standing there forever. The Jews were sharecroppers to the guys, his parents, to the guys' parents. Still not considered the Yid. And the Yid does not have to give Maestro off his share. If I didn't pay you by that time, it should be yours, yes.
You could see that it's not a machlokas, right? That this time that he put the thing on the neck is the time when the land is...
And we're just translating a word.
Yeah.
It can't be... What does the word nemusai mean? You want to do whatever you want afterwards, because it's okay. Nemusai means the same thing. In Webster's, what is the word nemusai?
Why
she
sometimes has two different...
That's true, but the Gemara wants to have the same thing here. You're right. The Gemara could have said nemusai has two meanings, but the Gemara obviously didn't feel that way, and I can't help that.
Why can't it be that around the... at the neck for the thing, and then by a
few,
the sign.
So the Gemara, see, that would have been a wonderful parrot, you know?
But the
but it's not, because the Gemara says we don't do that by a field. It's a wonderful parrot if you would write the Gemara. You know, Ravina and Ravashi missed that. They couldn't think of that maybe you put a sign on the field. I mean, that's the obvious thing, right? And but the Gemara didn't do that means obviously people didn't do that in their fields. So what am I supposed to tell them? That Ravina Rav Ashi got it wrong? People do that? No. No. Nobody questions that.
But what is the explanation? Mean that the time was up, the mashkon now became his, which was a field?
That's what it's saying.
Is that different than any other mashkon?
Yet, all it's saying is that even though the mashkin reached the time, it's still patur min ha-maaser.
In other words, now the new...
I haven't explained this halacha yet. The Gemara is going to get into it. That's the fact. You want to ask a question why? We'll have to let the Gemara do it. If you want to know what the Gemara said, yes, the Gemara said it's patur min ha-maaser.
Meaning after he left.
That's exactly what it said. But again, we haven't given the Gemara a chance. You know what I mean? If you don't give the Gemara a chance, you don't give the Gemara a chance. We can't do anything. That's what happens. Back to Gemara. Kashas manasman. We've got a contradiction. By the Yavid, we said when the time comes, it's the guys. And by the field, we said the time comes, it's not the yids. And for the Gemara, like Kasha. What it means is, he told the guys the time by the field, but the field, the time hasn't come yet. By the Eved, the time came already. That means, the Gemara is saying as follows. Not Asuloi Nemusai doesn't mean the time arrived. Asuloi Nemusai means they set a time. They said, if by June 2nd you don't get paid, you take the Eved. In the field, they said, if by June 2nd I don't get paid, I take the field. It hasn't arrived yet. In the case of the Eved, June 2nd came. And in the case of the field, June 2nd hasn't arrived yet. But had June 2nd arrived, then Enochanami. It would be the Yitz field. Frak the Gemara. Elagabi Eved, the Mata Zimna Tricha Lameimer. So is that a Chiddush? If June 2nd came, is that a Chiddush to say that the Eved belongs to the guy? It just happens. It becomes his. Isn't that what the condition said? So what's the Chiddush? Bishlam, if you tell me, setting the time itself makes the Eved, makes you punish that you have to free the Eved because you dared say that by June 2nd the Eved belongs to the guy, that would be a Chiddush. But to say that when June 2nd came, the Eved went to the guy, that's obvious. I don't need a Brisa to tell me that. I don't need a braisa to tell me that. And for the Gemara, you're right. In the case of the Eved, June 2nd hasn't come yet either. They set a time. Ha, b'loy kasha. Ha l'gufa, ha l'peri. I'm going to learn like Rashi. In the case of the Eved, you let the guy work with the Eved now. You retained ownership of the Eved. You set a time that by June 2nd you don't pay him, it becomes his. But meanwhile, he's using the Eved. That itself is enough reason to punish you. Letting him use the Eved and setting a time where it becomes his is enough for us to say you have to free this Eved because you dared put this Eved in this position. By the case of the field, is you said if a June 2nd doesn't comes, I will take the fruit of the field. I will get 100% of the fruit. You won't own the field. I won't own the field, but at June 2nd, if you don't pay me, I start taking over all the fruit of the field. So therefore, you never own the field, so therefore, it's not chayav the meiser. In the case of the Eved, you said if June 2nd comes, you own the Eved. Now, Rashi throws in that besides for that, you also let the guy use them now. That's a chiddush in Rashi. Without Rashi, you would say, the difference between an Eved in the field is by an Eved, if you tell him you can collect this Eved on June 2nd, he goes free right now. You have to free him right away. How dare you put the Eved as the collateral of a loan? How dare you do that? And by a field, even though it was set that on June 2nd, okay, but meanwhile, June 2nd hasn't come yet. That's what the Gemara is saying. However, Rashi throws in that we wouldn't punish you for making the Eved collateral before June 2nd unless you, I'm going to have to do the Rashi before any questions, unless you're letting the guy work him already. Let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kashas man asman to gabi Eved chashul ha-mechiri v'gad asad Allah ha-mechiri. Hav the mat izim nehach to gabi Eved. In fact, the Gemara gabi Eved, the mat izim nebeloshen kashul. Ha-le-gufa. Let's read this Rashi. Gabi Eved, the cover by zman le-gufa. You set a time when the body of the Eved will transfer. If you don't pay by June 2nd, he will become the guy's slave. See, this is what Rashi threw in. And you're letting the guy work him already. You're mezalzer, you're cheapening the Rabbanan's takana, the Asur Limka Eved Levi Kachavim. By putting him as collateral, you have undermined the Rabbanan's takana. They don't want Evadim going to Goyim. And you dared put the Eved as collateral. That means you're showing a lack of serious regard of the Rabbanan Sakana of not letting Eved go to Goyim. Consul, we punish him right now. We haven't got going about this, didn't they? The Gabi Sada, the coverless man, the Paris Akshav, the Teichua Paris, now you don't eat the fruit. Bimloy Evrolach, Liyim Plaini, a whole Paris, Ach Evrem Ezecha. You'll be able to get all the fruits when I pay you. So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, Eved and field are different because the way you made the condition. By Eved, you set the time June 2nd. And therefore, by daring to set the time June 2nd, you've shown that you don't take serious Rabbanan Sakana of not giving an Eved to a guy. How dare you put the Eved as collateral? And therefore, we make you free now. By a field. What? Doesn't make a difference. You dear, how can you put? How can you do this? How can you? The bottom line is, whenever you put collateral, you're taking a chance that it's going to go. That's a zilzul the takana drabana. Let me explain. By field, it's talking in a case that the deal was never that the field should become yours. So even if the time came, the field doesn't become yours. And for sure, if the time didn't come, the field doesn't become yours. The deal was that if you don't pay me by June 2nd, I start getting 100% of the fruit till you pay me. That was the deal. So it doesn't make a difference if June 2nd came or June 2nd didn't come. The field never became yours. Now, Rashi throws in something that other Rishonim don't throw in. And Rashi says that the only time we make you free the Eved is besides setting a time, you also let the guy work with him. Rashi throws the word "Ma'achshav hay mishtabed bay." That line, four words in Rashi. Some understand that Rashi is saying that we're not going to punish you now just for setting the evidence collateral. We're going to punish you for setting the evidence collateral and also letting him work now, which shows that there's a willingness to work for the guy now, to shows that there's a willingness for you to give up this evidence. Meaning, if you wouldn't let the guy work now, we would do like Dr. Harris. You made him collateral, but you have every intention to pay back. But if you're letting him work with him now and setting him as collateral, then we punish you right away. Even before today. That's what Rashi says. I'm sorry? Chalut means permanently given to him. Chalut means there's a Mitzayra Mukhlat and a Mitzayra Muskar. Mukhlat means definite. It means finished, done.
This is by a field that usually works this way, or is it just happened to be this is the case of the field?
This is what they did.
It could have been the other way.
If it would have been that the goof comes to the inn, then as soon as the time comes, he's kind of a meister, it's his field.
The
answer to your question is in the Chiddush. This whole Mishnah is telling you the same Chiddush. You are now working the field. You are now gaining benefit from this field. You've been as an artist, as a sharecropper, as a guy who rent tenant, quote unquote, as an Arise Batiaves, as a guy who took it as a collection of loan. In all those cases, it's one common denominator. You're getting the fruit of this field without owning the field. And in all those cases, Zuck de Brisa, Turim and Amaisa. Yes, Corey.
With or without Rashi working here, it's going to make you not pay back the loan.
Again, let me try. I'm going to try to say something, but I'm going to say something very extreme, so please don't take it the wrong way. A guy has to borrow $1,000 from a guy. The guy says, "What are you giving me as collateral?" Would the guy say, "My wife"? Why not? He needs the money. Terrence says there's some things that are off limits. Evidence should be off limits. And if it's not, that's the zilzul that Takana drop on him.
I understand that the zilzul, but the Takana is going to make him for sure go to the door.
No, it's not. It's going to be that you're not setting him as collateral. You'll have to find different collateral, or you won't borrow money from the guy. Whatever it is, again, the guy wants collateral. Again, Corey, the guy wants collateral. If not, he won't lend you the money. I asked you, would you give your wife?
No.
So then you don't give your Evan. That's exactly what it's to say, as I'm trying to say. There's certain things he just won't give as collateral, no matter how much you need the money.
But if he did already.
So we punish him, because that means he did it wrong.
But what I'm saying is the punishment is going to make him for sure go to the guy.
No, the punishment means we make him free the Evan now, before the guy ever gets him, and he's gone. He's free.
And the
guy's
not going to track down
the Devin. Well, that's going to have to go to court because, of course, Mafkimi Shibud will have to worry about that.
Was that a
Shiloh?
No?
No. Yes?
I have a couple questions for him with him. Goy owns land at 12. He's not Chayav to give money.
I said it to Machloikis, but that's the working assumption in our sugya.
He's not Chayav.
Correct.
Okay, now, if a guy sells a year,
Paris
and Eretz Israel, he sells it outright.
It grew in a guy's field? I want to know, where did it grow?
It grew in Eretz Israel
and
a guy's field.
So it's part of the That's the working assumption of this sugya.
So over here.
By the way, which is what we're signing on, in many Tzmachloikis, Achrayna, whether we can sign on it, in Eretz Israel and Shemitah. In Yerushalayim, they buy fruit from a guy. in Shemitah, and they don't have Kedusha Shemitah on it. And B'nai Barak, they're not Tzayim Bechon it.
So over here, he's working, the Yid is working the field?
Yeah.
Okay, so because of that, he has to give...
No, he doesn't!
Oh, he's Pater, that's right, he's Pater. Okay, secondly, if a Goy, if a Jew has an Eved, and he doesn't sell it to the Goy, but he leases them to the Goy for a month, where the Eved has to work...
That's why I'm going to tell you about it later.
So according to Rashi, there's no Zilzul if you don't let him work for the Goy.
That seems, again, other Rishonim. Some people try to say Rashi didn't mean it. I don't know exactly how to get out of those four words. Unless they say Ma'akshavai Mishtababai means the Yid worked them. I don't know.
That's its form of work as a, he's working as a collateral
for him. I don't know what that means. If you make sense out of it, you can make sense out of it. Again, you, whatever you want to do with those words,
also,
whatever you decide to do with those four words of Rashi, you'll decide.
The Yid, through this work, using it as another. He's using more than the Eved's really supposed to be used for.
Again, Rashi seems to be Mashma that setting a time by itself would not be enough for us to punish him. Because, as Dr. Harris said, the guy has every intention of paying back the loan beforehand. But by letting the guy work him now, plus setting the time, that's a zilzul. That's what Rashi seems to be saying.
But if it didn't set a time, that means... Is there such a thing as not a
mimuso? Also yeah, that means forever and ever he's going to be my Evan, so he's not a collateral, really.
Oh. Is that subjective?
I don't know what that means.
Some people would rather work for someone.
Yes. This is a punishment to the master. We don't take the Eved's feelings into consideration here.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm not talking about that. Some people don't
want to
be free.
Nobody's asking the Eved if he wants to be free. We're punishing the master to lose his slaves. I don't care about the Eved. He's a non-factor. The punishment's not for the Eved, the punishment's for the master. Nothing my right to be by Sema Bishalov Amanasla Mashkin ever lay Mashkinai. The second teretz is that it's talking about he said he would take the field as collateral, but he never took it. Mashankin by Eved, meaning like this. He made him collateral and June 2nd came. And the guy never picked up the Eved. He goes free because the guy can pick him up any day if he wants to. And the case of the field was talking about, you said June 2nd, and June 2nd came and you never picked up the field. So you're still not Chayav and Meiser. Because you haven't picked it up yet. Again, the time came. In both cases, you were entitled. The guy was entitled to take the Eved, and the Yid was entitled to take the field. In both cases, the lender did not act upon his right. He didn't come collect the Eved, and this year didn't come collect the field. The Eved has to be freed because June 2nd came. Unlike the first parrot that said even before June 2nd you have to free him, here you have to free him on June 2nd because now the guy can come and take him. Even the guy has not shown up yet.
What tune is it?
Mashe, it's a knas. We punish the owner. Since the guy can come and take him, we want you to free him. Mashiach came by the field, since you didn't take the field, it's not yours yet. Rashi. I don't know what happened in this year. I can't get six words in. I don't mind questions, but I got to be able to explain it. The guy lent the guy money. If you don't pay me, you can take this field. He hasn't picked it up yet. The guy still has it. If the guy just takes the fruit, but he didn't take ownership of the field yet, Gabi Evet, I got the Kasura Banal Yisrael. Obviously Mashkin I've become Madari Bevit Dayan, even though the guy hasn't picked him up yet. So according to the second teretz, we do not punish you for making him as collateral. We punish you for the time coming, and the guy has the right to pick him up. Even though he didn't pick him up yet, we force you to free him. Now, Shanky, by the field, if you didn't pick it up yet, it's not your field. End of story. Yes, Rabbi Cohn, what is your question? Good.
So before the time comes, in the point of this answer,
then the Evet does not go free. Not enough to force him to free him. The question is Zilzu enough for us to step in and make him free him? Yes.
If there was a kanas, there wouldn't be as many questions. If there was a kanas, maybe that's a way to limit the interruptions.
Mashkin of appeal. How does the Mashkin of appeal work? It doesn't become...
You have to go take over. Whoever walks in is now, you know, it's now mine. And according to Avram Cohen, he puts up a sign. I don't know.
There's just
different way of being on the book. Yeah. Correct. If a guy went and took the Evet as a payment of a loan, he was not a collateral. The guy comes, the Yid owes him money, the Yid hasn't paid him, the guy walks in, takes the Evet. He wasn't collateral, but the guy wants to get paid. He comes and takes the Evet. Aishalokha Sekrikin. Sekrikin were at a time when Goyim were allowed to kill Yidden, at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And they basically could walk into a Yid and shoot him. So instead, they took money. So nobody fought them. You didn't fight Sekrikin, because usually people who fought Sekrikin, that was the last fight they had. So it wasn't worth it. So the guy just walked in and took your Evet. You didn't sell it to him. You didn't do anything. You took it. Lo yatzu l'cheres. It doesn't go free. You never sold him. You never did anything. The guy took him. You're not responsible if the guy took him. Frek the Gemara b'chayver loy. Is that true? If a guy collects an Evet as a debt, that's not considered like you sold him? Reminu. Harsha Ansu Beis HaMelech Garnai. The king comes and wants to take your grain. Im B'chayvoy Chayev Li'aser. Is it because you owe the king money and he's taking this as payment as of a loan? We say, listen, you have to give Miser. It's still considered, you went and got out of Miser by giving this to the king. You went and sold this to a guy. It's like you sold fruit to a guy. You're mechuyev to give miser. If it's your fruit that you sold to a guy, you're mechuyev to give miser. If the guy took it as a loan, in Bamperis means he stole it from you, patimalizer. So it says clearly that a collection of a loan is used like a sale. So even though you didn't make the Evet collateral, but the bottom line is, he collected it as a loan. Why is that different than when the guy collects produce as a loan, that you're still mechuyev to give Meister like you sold it to him? And by the Evet, if he collects the Evet as a loan, you don't have to free him, even though both cases are similar. And for the Gemara, Shaini Hasan the Kamishtar Shilay. There's a difference. We punish a master for freeing his Evet. By Meister, we make you give Meister when you gained on the deal. By the king taking your grain, you just saved 10%. What happened was, you had 1,000 bushels, the king took it. Had you had it, you would have had to give 100 to Meister, and then you would only have 900 bushels. The king took it as 1,000 bushels and canceled 1,000 bushels worth of the loan. So you gained from the fact that you didn't have to give Meister. You gained 10%. The king, you owed the king $1,000. Instead of $1,000, he took $1,000 worth of wheat. You would have only had $900 worth of wheat, because $100 worth of wheat would have gone to Meister. So by you letting him take it, or by him taking it, you gained $100. So we make you pay Meister back. Meister ain't gained by Evet. You're not punished for the gain that you have. You're punished for freeing. You didn't free him. Yes, you gained. You gained, your loan got canceled because the guy took your Evet. But that's not the point. The point is, we punish you for freeing him. You didn't free him. The guy took him. Yes, you gained on the deal, but we don't punish somebody for gaining. We punish somebody for freeing, for selling. You didn't sell him. He was taken. By Meiser, we make you pay Meiser for gaining. You gained 10%. We want you to reimburse Meiser the
10%. Yeah, anybody came, Meiser?
Sorry?
No, anybody
goes to the Levy. You pick which Levy.
The king is
sorry?
The king is not
Taiwan. King is a guy.
Oh, king is a
yeah. It's a big problematic because once it's not in your resource, how can you take Meiser on it? So this is a big raid in the Achrayim. But then others are very marach on this. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, he didn't sell him, he didn't borrow money on it. Sekrikin, Beshashi, Shom of Karn, Lariga. They were hefka to be killed. The guy came to kill you, and he just like tried to buy your way out of it. Amperis hefsted lost. He paid his debt. Not because you gained, but because you sold. Gavai, the guy took it against your will. By my nickname, say, why should we punish you? Zakti Gemara by the Toshima. The Amar Rav, Hamoicher Abdul the Farhang over Kuchavim. Farhang is a guy, the guy comes in and says, Mr. Jew, you got to give me $1,000. Right? You hear me? I need $1,000 from you. And you're afraid of the guy. And therefore, you want to give him $1,000. So instead of giving him $1,000 cash, you give him $1,000, you tell him, take the Eved. Now, Locha is Yatza Lecheris. The question is, it's a steerer to the Braisa. The Braisa said, if it's taken as an Amperis, you're Pater. I'm sorry. The Braisa said, if the guy takes it as a payment of a loan, you're Pater. You didn't free him. And over here it's saying, the guy took him, right? The guy came in and said, I need $1,000. And you said, there's the Eved. He goes free. Dr. Gemara, because Hassam Havale Lefayas Uloi Payas. In the case when the guy took him, he didn't ask you. He just took him. In the case here, the Farhang, how does he translate Farhang?
Blackmailer.
The blackmailer doesn't care how you pay him, he just wants money. You decide to give him the Eved, that's like selling him. Even though you're forced to give him something, that's like selling him. Mashiach, in the first case, he just came and took your Eved, he didn't ask you. So then you're not selling him. Rashi, Farhang Matzik. I guess he called the blackmailer. But some alilas, he spreads rumors. He told them, whatever it is, it costs you $1,000. If not, A and B and C are going to happen. You handed him the Eved. So therefore, it's like freeing him. Here we go.
Rabbi, can I ask you on the one we just finished, what if he didn't have any other assets to pay this guy?
That ain't a Konami. That ain't a Konami. He would not go. He would not have be punished. Then he would not be punished.
Okay.
Rashi says, pious, but davar achar. You know, I hate to say this. Blackmailers, you can talk to them all you want. It don't work. They're not interested in being talked to. Everybody should have a wonderful day.